平安。
今天跟大家思想的经文呢，刚才已经读过了。
We just read the scripture I will share with you today.
这里第一节提到有一个地方，他说奔的摆在我们前头的路程。
There is round this perseverance race marked out for us.
我们现在是在这里了。我们在这里每一个弟兄姐妹呢，都会有一段前面的路程。
We know all of us have a path yet to go.
我相信没有一个人想到今天晚上要毁灭自己的生命，这个路程来中断。
I don't think nobody here expects to end your life tonight.
这条路就是摆在前面的。
The road ahead of us.
那每个人都会有。
We all have a path.
但是每个人看前面的路的想法都不同的。
But we look with a different idea of what is coming.
有些人他会很乐观来走前面的路。
Some of us are very optimistic of what's coming.
觉得每天早上起来太好了，又有一天的路可以走。
He's glad to see every new day.
跟我们的家人。我们的孩子、儿女、孙子啊，我们一同走人生的路。
Another day to share with your children and your grandchildren.
但是呢，有些人呢却是十分的悲观的。
But there are people who are very pessimistic.
每天的生活每段的路程好像一个担子。
They are looking forward with heavy burden of what might be coming.
一开始可能叹口气，今天的路怎么走了
？They start with a sigh. What am I going to do today?
我不晓得你的情况怎么样。
I don't know about you.
不过呢，一般来说，好多人的脚步的方式都不同的。
Even everyone have a different way to approach his path.
绝大部分的人呢，都是比较顺其自然。
Everybody just take whatever is coming.
总之就是起来就是。按照路的带领，不是我来走路了，是路带着我怎么走我就怎么走。
For many of us, we see whatever the road open for us, we walk on it.
有没有这个感觉啊？我们人生呢，大部分的情况呢，都是按照路来带着我们走。
Generally, we walk on the path that's available.
是从小了，现在的小孩子啊，两岁就练书了。
You know, kids when they are 2 years old, they begin to study hard.
是吧？这个。是没有童年的。
There's no childhood anymore.
要赢在起跑点，你不读书，你就不能够赢在起跑点啊。
You got to win on the start.
所以今天的父母的压力也是蛮大的。
That's why every parent is having a great pressure.
我前几天我看那个我的孙子的 video， 他的爸爸来叫他 A B C D E。
A couple days ago, I see my son was teaching my grandson.
我儿子叫他 A， 他就 S 点那个 A。
你小心的 A，
他就拍手掌。完了 B， 他就点到 B 啊，就拍手掌。
等于不
能。这才没有到两岁啊。
He's not even 2 years old。
所以这个当然你不是错的，不过呢，你就一定要去赢在起跑点，要好好读书。
Not that this is wrong, but he wants to win from the beginning.
每个人都要读幼儿园、一年级、小学、中学、大学。
Go from preschool, kindergarten, and then all the way.
就是按照这条路走下去。
The road that prepare for all of us.
那读完书之后，你要有路就是工作了。
And after education, you look for a job.
你必须要找个工作啊。
You need to work.
那你没有工作了，人就用不同的眼光来看你了。
Without a job, people will look at you funny.
那因为呢，这条路是应该这样走的嘛。
Because this is the path everybody got to take.
差不多的时间呢，你就要找对象结婚了。
And afterward, you got to find somebody to get.
你不找了，人家就问你，你为什么想结婚呢？
You are not married. People say, "Why?"
好像这条路就这样走，你不能够不结婚的感觉。
That looks similar to everyone not must be married.
当然了，结婚之后呢，要生儿子了，生孩子了。
After you get married, they expect you to have children.
所以你就要按照人家想法，你要生孩子。
You better have kids.
不，这个是人生的路嘛，应该的啊。
You see, this is the path of life that everybody walks on.
然后呢，就是一直的走下去。
And we continue to go.
差不多的时间就要退休了。
And then the time for time for retirement.
退休了你就又不晓得做什么。
And then you don't know what to do with your time.
其实今天是好矛盾的。
This is all very paradoxical.
我们六十五岁就退休。
We retire at 65.
但是呢，按照这个联合国的公报了，六十五岁还是年轻人啊。
According to United Nations, 65
is
early.
这是联合国公布的。
That is the research in United Nations.
但是你要退休了。
But you are required to retire.
所以总之呢，这个人是这条路怎么走了，你就好像就是走上去。
You see that we are only can walk on the path that's open for you.
假如你今天能够决定你自己前面的路了。你应该是个有福之人。
If you are someone who can decide the path to take, you are indeed blessed.
我没有说这是对跟不对，不过这是大部分的人的一种生活角度的方式。
Not anyway is right or wrong, but generally this is how we live our lives.
那最近呢，我又看到一个小小的资料。
Recently I read a small article.
我是从一个这个网上看到一个电影的介绍。
This is an article in on internet about a movie.
那个死亡那个介绍那个名那个电影的名称呢叫《死亡列车》。
The movie's name is
叫《死亡列车》，就是东方快车，在英文的话就是东方快车。
The train of death.
就是他是讲到有一群人
talk about group of people.
他被 invite 就说邀请
invited.
到一个列车上来参加一个 party 嘛。
Oh, they invited to a party in our train.
里面的人都是属于的当时的精英。
Those are the elite in the society.
他们都被邀请都上了那个列车。
They are invited to come to the train.
穿得好漂亮。
Everybody are wear dress.
里面呢吃啊睡啊各方面全部免费。
They plenty of to eat and everything is for free.
好欢乐的一列快车。
It was a fast express train.
然后到我看这个电影的时候，那个介绍了。我就想上那个 YouTube 看看有没有电影，这个我很想看，因为我发觉那个很特别那个描述。
After I read the description of the movie, I look for the movie too.
当他们大家都很兴高采烈的来北史谈笑啊欢乐啊吃啊喝啊的时候，
while all these people enjoy themselves on the train.
当时没有个人会问这个问题，也不敢问这个问题，
nobody,
也不想问这个问题。
Nobody ever think of ask one particular question.
究竟谁请他们上，交代他们上这个车上的呢？
Question: Who invited all of us to get on the train?
没有人知道。
Nobody know who invited.
只是被邀请上那个车上。
They all receive an invitation.
好像那个主人也不出现的。
And they don't know who is the owner of the train.
总之就有的吃。
But there is plenty.
就很快乐。
It's a happy place.
大家都不想问这个问题。
But nobody asked that.
也没有人问那个车，那个一直在开得好快的那个车要到哪里去。
No, does anybody know where that express going to?
这个电影介绍就介绍到这里了。
That's what the article about the movie concludes.
说我要看看，本来要看下那个结局，他要$15才可以看，所以我就没有看。
I want to watch the movie, but for $15, what is that not true?
那但是呢，我再想想看呢、啊，哎，今天的人也差不多的情况啊。
As I meditate on the topic, I thought, isn't that very much like our life?
我们很多人都好像。被邀请上一个列车上
，We are invited to this flight or train。
这个车是一直的很快的向前走的
，And the light is keep going。
那看里面的人也好像好快乐
，Everybody seems to have
a good time。彼此谈欢
，We enjoy each other。
但是不晓得往哪里去
，But nobody knows where we are going。
也不晓得谁来邀请他们
，And nor do we know who invited us on this flight。
因为这个车是有兴趣的地方呢，它的中文名字叫死亡列车，就是知道一定去到那边。
We only know that this life leads to death.
所以好紧张的。
Some of you are nervous.
究竟那个人邀请他们上车的目的是什么呢
？Why are we invited on this?
没有人敢问。 没有人要人。
Nobody do win and nobody will do win.
不过就是很快乐，就是。
But we enjoy our life.
哎，有时候我就想想啦，我们今天的人啊，有时候这个情况也有点相同。
You know, our life is very similar to those people on the train.
我们不晓得什么时候，我们坐在这个人生的那种列车的快车上。
We don't know why we are on this train of life.
我们都有自己不同的生活的情况。
Everybody has things to do.
但是不晓得往哪里去。
But nobody is sure where we are going to destination.
这是一般的情况。
This is generally true with everybody.
我也没有说这是对跟不对。
I didn't say that this is right.
这是一个现实。
This is just a fact of life.
不过呢，聪明的人呢，总会问这个问题。
But those who are wise will begin to ask questions.
其实我们人生要往哪里去？
Where are we going?
我们应该有知道的。
That's something we should.
不过今天我们不是讲这一点。
But this is not the point I want to talk about today.
今天我要跟大家思想的是这个经圣经里面的第一节圣经的最后那一节。
I want to meditate with the later part of the verse.
奔了摆在我们前头的路程。
Run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
中文那个翻译是奔，就是走，快走。
To run.
我们假如一个迷失的人呢、啊，通常他不会 run， 他不会走的，不会奔的。
Lost generally do not run.
他除非他很清楚那个目标
，unless you are very clear of your destination.
除非他知道去到了目标之后啊，有一个。喜乐的、荣耀的、美好的一种光景呢，他就会 run.
Only until you see your destination in that glorious place, you will begin to run.
我记得了，我大大的孙子啊，那是一岁，刚才讲那个了，差不多两岁那个，他出生之后不久了，我有段时间呢，我每天下班了，我真是想 run 走回去家，他住在我隔壁嘛，我就是要看看他。
No, every day I can't wait to run to see my grandson.
因为他好喜欢看到他。
I was so joyful to see him.
但后来就慢慢都想去见他，就是没有那种很要 run 的那种感觉了。
Gradually, the desire to run fast began to subside.
最近呢，我的第二个孙女啊，也出生了。
Now I got the second grandson.
现在还没有够一个月，还没有满月。
Not yet one month.
这种感觉又回来了。想要看看。
I want to see her.
所以这个，你当你说走 run 的时候，你一定有一个清楚的、要美好的目标放在前面呢，你就会去 run.
You only run when there's a clear goal, with clear destination.
人生也是一样。
Life is the same.
假如你迷失了，你不晓得那个目的，你也不知道前面那个最后的终点会产生个怎么样的结果了，你很难真的向着标杆直跑的那种感觉。
If you do not have a clear destination and a path to go, you would probably not run.
所以今天呢，我是想跟大家特别讲，我们前面的路，我们怎么能够。有一种的动力，能够走得好，走完这条人生的路。
I want to share with you how we can get the motivation to walk the path ahead.
那个题目是思想耶稣。
The idea is to meditate on Jesus.
这个思想耶稣这件事情呢，可以帮助我们能够在这条路上能够走得好。
Because meditate on Jesus.Will help us on this path of life.
这条路走得好了，我觉得呢，应该有最少有三个的条件。
To travel well in this path, there are three things we must know.
第一个
，first，
就是我们能够对我们周围的人、人事、人的情况，能够懂得怎么来处理。简单来说。就是人际关系，我们懂得怎么来处理，我们的路会走得比较好。
In order to walk well on this path, we must have a good relationship with people around us.
第二呢
，Secondly，
就是我们必须要有一种能力，有一种动力。我们这个人本身有一种力， 可以让我们好好的向前走。
Also must be that strength or the motivation to move forward.
这个本身的力。
There got to be an initiative.
啊，重要。还有呢，就是我们明确的知道我们最后的那个结局大概的情况。
Also, we must have some idea and clear destination that we are going forward.
假如这三方面呢都能够掌握的好的话呢，我们前面的路呢会走得好。
If you can have all these three points, your path will be well.
这三方面呢，当我们思想耶稣的时候呢，他会给我们很好的一种提示。
Because by meditating on Jesus, He will provide a lot of guidance for us.
好，我们先来思想第一个地方。
The first point I want to share with you.
在刚才这个读的希伯来书第十二章第三节。
Is in Hebrew, verse 3.
第三节他是这样说的：那人忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想。免得疲倦灰心。
So that you will not lose heart on verse 3.
这里讲到忍受罪人顶撞。
That you can be patient and not grow weary.
我不晓得大家有没有一种经验呢、啊？在人呢、啊，在生活啊，做工不会。叫我们太过于疲倦的。
I don't know whether you have worked on each other or where you are.
但是人与人的关系是最叫我们觉得困难的。
Very often I find that the relationship with people where people are.
有没有这种的经验呢？
你也在例子。
我们常常觉得做工没关系的。我们不会计较我多做一点少做一点，做工没有问题。
The job or the work itself doesn't really bother us much.
但是呢，人却带给我们好多的心情上的一种疲倦。
But the people on the job very often wear us out.
我知道你们教会都是一个彼此大家的关系都很好的一个教会。
I know your church has a very good interpersonal relationship.
但是呢，我看到好多时候，很多这些教会那个牧师啊、执事会啊、长老啊，他们都是好人。
Very often I see the pastor or the deacon, the church, or the other people.
但是常常的意见啊。都好不同的。
But everybody have a different opinion.
所以他们都会觉得，哎呀，太累了，这种人与人之间的关系。
They all have in trouble with the personal relationship.
有时候家人都会有这种情况。
We have that even in the family.
所以呢，我们怎么来处理人的问题呢
？How are we to deal with interpersonal relationship?
会帮助我们在这条人生的路上走得好。
Will help us on this path of life.
那主耶稣在世界上的时候
，When Jesus was here on earth，
在这里他说特别提到他忍受罪人顶撞。
He here said that he endured opposition from sinners.
所以在圣经里面呢，我们看到他常常有一种很特别的态度来面对那些顶撞他的人。
We see in the Bible, with Jesus have a way of dealing people who are opposing him.
我们来学习一下。
Let's learn from him.
因为呢，我在说人际的关系，我们懂得处理的话，我们的人生的路会前面的路会走得好。
Because with a good interpersonal relationship, we can travel better in this path of life.
这里说罪人的顶撞。
He said opposition from the sinner.
这个不是一次两次的，在圣经里面我们看到。
Bible don't just mention this one or two times.
耶稣对人做了好多好东西、好事情。
Jesus did many good things for people around him.
但是呢，人却常常用一些意想不到的态度来对待他。
But beyond belief, people still oppose him.
比方他去帮助一个人。他把他身上的鬼赶出来了。
You remember the story that he drive out the demon from someone who is possessed.
他本来就是一个好高兴的事情啊。
Is it not a happy event?
这应该是个得到人的掌声的一个情况啊。
It's something that everybody should celebrate.
但是当耶稣做了这件事之后，
But other demons were driven
out. 那些人竟然这样说，
People come around and accuse him.
他是靠鬼王来赶鬼的。
He drive out the demon by the name of demons.
这是没有道理的。
How can that be?
人要骂人总是会找到个理由。
People will find a reason to accuse him.
就是这样说，就没有，是没有不负责任的一种讲法。
These are so irresponsible.
靠着鬼王赶鬼是什么意思？
He drive out demon by the demon, the power demon.
就是不错，你做了件好事情。
Not bad, he did something good.
那是真的。
We see it happen.
但是。
However,
那其实不是你做
，You did not do it.
你是靠那个鬼王赶鬼而已。
Is power by the power of the king of demons.
你是用他的能力来抬举自己而已。
You use the power of demons to raise yourself.
就是这样。
That was what happened.
那这个还算好。
But this is not the worst.
在耶稣的那种生平里面呢，我觉得最糟糕的一种情况。
In the life of Jesus, the worst I see is,
就是当他被钉在十字架上的时候
when he was nailed on the cross,
那是最痛苦的时候啊
when he was suffered great anguish,
流血舍命
he was all blood,
在十字架上
on the cross,
我们一个普通人看到一个人这样受苦啊，我们总会不说话
when you see someone suffer like that, you probably stay silent,
是不是啊？我们总会有一种同情
we might have some
empathy, 有种恻忍之心
We might feel sorry for him.
但是在那个时候呢竟然有一群人他这样说
But why Jesus was across a crowd of people there
他指着耶稣
They accused him They pointed at him
你救了别人不能够救自己
You save others but you cannot save yourself
这什么意思
What does that mean
就是说你证明以前那个你靠别的鬼王赶鬼这是真的了
So they will say that, see what I told you, when you use the demon, just drive out demon.
为什么呢
Why?
因为你救了别人
You save others.
今天你不能够救自己
But today,
你自己都被钉在十字架上
You yourself were nailed on the cross.
可见你以前所做的都不是你做的
The proof that what you did before was not your work.
所以这是当时的情况
That was what happened then.
这是罪人的顶撞。
That's the opposition from the sinner.
有另外说一些人说你是上帝的儿子。
Other people say if you are the son of God.
这个意思是说，假如你是上帝的儿子
，If you are indeed son of God, they say.
上帝爱你
，If God love you,
他一定会救你的。
He will rescue you.
现在你没有他，没有救你啊。
He is ignoring.
你还是死在十字架上啊。
You are there on the cross.
可见。你以前所讲的都是假的
Prove that you are a false prophet
好多这种情况
See, There are so many similar incidents that are in life
所以我们所遇到的人的顶撞呢是小儿科了、啊、
When we experience opposition from other people is really child's play
好我们要思想
Let's think about it
他是怎么样来面对这些人的顶撞
How did Jesus deal with this opposition?
好，听大家都知道啊，耶稣就为他们祷告。
We know Jesus prayed for them.
耶稣明白他们。
Jesus know them.
耶稣不单为他们祷告
，Not only did he pray for them.
耶稣还为他们解释。
Also, Jesus made excuse for them.
父啊，赦免他们。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Because they do not know what they are doing.
为他们解释。
Jesus.
这就是耶稣怎么来对待那些顶撞他的人。
This is how people, Jesus deal with people who oppose him.
这是属于那些顶，就是诽谤他的人。
People who blaspheme against him.
有时候
Sometimes,
那诽谤我们的人
people who, accuse us,
他对我们这样了
the way they treat us,
我们都说算了这个人就是他们所做的他们不晓得嘛
we say forget about they don't know what they are talking about
但是你也没有看过一些外表的时候外表来拥戴你
Sometimes on the surface we forgive them we put up with them
其实里面呢不是那回事的。
Inside we might be very different.
耶稣就是这样说啊。
But that because of what Jesus said.
你们口是称我为主。
On mouth you call me Lord.
但心却远离我。
But in your heart you are far from me.
那是好多这样的人啊。
There are so many people like that.
我觉得是看到这些人呢，我们都会觉得很倦啊，很疲倦，是不是啊？很累啊。
Even we feel weary.
是虚假，很累啊。
Hypocrite.
那耶稣怎么来面对这种虚假的？
But how did Jesus deal with hypocritical people?
啊，尤其是真的有一群人。
One time, a group of people come to.
耶稣好同情他们。
Jesus feel sorry for.
因为他们确实好像好追求。
Because they look at someone who are searching.
他们聚在这里，一起有超过5000人。
There are 5,000 of them gathered there.
听耶稣讲道，教训人。
They listen to Jesus teach.
然后耶稣就好同情他们。
And Jesus feel sympathy.
因为他们听了好久了。
Because they've been sitting for long.
本来这门徒说打发他们到各处去买东西吃吧。
When the disciples said, let them go so they can get stuff to eat.
但耶稣对他们说，不要他们去，我你们给他们吃。
Jesus said, "Don't disperse them. You feed them."
啊，结果呢，在那次耶稣就行那个神迹。
Yeah, Jesus performed a miracle.
哇，那些人看到觉得好奇妙。
People were amazed.
哇，太好了。
This is wonderful.
5个饼，2条鱼。
5 bread and 2 fish.
竟然能够越分越多，越分越多。
It's enough for everyone.
那门徒也觉得好奇妙。
Even the disciples were.
越分越多，越分越多。
They can distribute the food.
结果呢，所有的人都吃饱了。
And everyone was fed.
那些人不是坏人啊。
These are all nice people.
那些人都是有追求的人啊。
People who are searching.
好像是跟随耶稣的人啊。
They look like they want to follow Jesus.
假如今天有人跟着我们，我们到那去，那里他都跟着我们，要我们签名啊，要我们怎么样啊？我们觉得好高兴。
If there are a bunch of people following you, ask for your signature, you will be so joyful.
当时人就是这样。
That was the time then.
但是耶稣知道。
But Jesus said,
这个跟随对他们是无益的。
These following are not meaningful.
所以就对他们说。
That's what Jesus told them.
你们不要为做那些逼坏的食物来劳力。
He said, "Don't be concerned with the food that perished."
你们要为做那些永生永恒的食物来劳力。
You want to work for food that leads to eternity.
当耶稣这样教训他们、提醒他们的时候
，When Jesus reminded them,
他们听不懂啊。
They couldn't understand.
什么叫永恒的食物
？What is the food for eternity？
他们的眼就是看到今天。
All they can see today。
最重要是有的吃。
It's something that they can eat today。
那将来
，Who care about？
不明白。
They don't understand。
不过还好
，But fortunately，
他们都不介意。
They did not mind him。
反正有的吃。
As long as he gave us the food。
不过呢，问题是，这个神职啊，不是常常行的。
The problem is that the Jesus don't keep up.
那跟了段时间呢，都没有得吃。
Another day come and they no more food.
然后又讲到那个永恒，讲到那个好抽象的道理。
Now he's talking about this abstract eternity.
当时的人就有一种表现了。
They began to respond.
什么表现呢
？What is their response to him?
当时的人呢，就一个一个的离开。
One by one, say that.
这个情况呢，好，感觉不是那么好的。
Now you don't have that good feeling.
反正好多人的
，they were proud.
全部一个一个都走掉了。
One by one, they left.
走到个地步
，to a degree that
那些人好像都不给你面子了。
They don't even give you any respect.
走啊，一直走。
They all left.
走到最后
，in the end,
耶稣就要问彼得：“你们都要走吗？”
Jesus asked his disciples, "Are all of you leaving?"
那这句话真是好伤感啊。
This is really very sad.
你可以想象一下。
You can imagine.
我在这里讲到了。
I will be preaching.
讲了3个小时、4个小时之后。
Wow.
你就觉得很太久了。
Some feel too long.
所以也不晓得什么时候停啊。
Why not the guy not stopping?
当时耶稣当然不是这样啊，不过我是举个例子而已。
I give you so an example.
因为呢，你们都是好人呐、啊，
你说要
啊，你不愿不是随便走。
You not leave.
不然我讲的太久了。
But when you talk so long.
对，后面就开始有两个人走了。
Two guys left from the.
啊，再讲下去的又有两个人走了。
And two more leave.
啊，一个一个了。走去看梁弟兄在这里那我就问梁弟兄你还要走吗那就是从当时就是这种情况、
啊、
不给你面子的有的吃就好没有的吃就算了走了、
啊、
这就是罪人的顶撞其实当时耶稣是为他们好啊
Jesus was concerned for them
不要单单为看得到、摸得到的东西来劳力。
Don't just work for the food that perish.
有更重要的东西，就是永恒的价值的东西。
Because there are something more eternal or eternal value.
这个当是当时的耶稣所面对的情
况。This is what Jesus was facing.
所以，当我们遇到人的问题的时候
，When we face all these opposition，
我们可以思想耶稣。
We think of Jesus.
他是怎么来面对
？How does he deal with them?
好多我们认为好重大的事情
，They are things we thought is
important. 根本是没有事情。
It might not be.
那个担子就可以放下来。
All the burden can be laid down.
是人生的重担，有时候是感情的重担。
Very often, this burden of life.
别人怎么看我？别人怎么对待我
？How people think of me?
有些人呢是担了一生都不放下来的。
These are burdens some people would never
have. 好可怜啊！啊
，They are so miserable.
但是怎么放呢
？How are we going to lay down this?
他需要一种提醒，一种的鼓励。
He need to be reminded.
耶稣他的榜样成为我们的鼓励。
The Jesus example become our.
那第二方面呢
？The secondly,
能够走好我们前面的路。
To walk well.
一种的帮助，一种的有生命的提升是好重要。
We must raise our life.
有时候不是路太长，乃是我们的力量不够。
Not the path is too long, but because our strength is inadequate.
但是在圣经里面，我们看到耶稣他在生平里面常常都去帮助、去扶持、去提升，帮助人有力量向前走。
All the time with Jesus helping them, encourage them.To keep going.
我特别我喜欢一个的比一个的故事。
That's a story I really like.
是关于撒该的故事。
It's a story about
撒该，他是一个罪人。他是一个罪人。
He's a sinner.
他被人看扁。
Everybody looked down on him.
确实他做了好多坏事。
Because he did a lot of bad things.
不过有一天。
And one day,
他想脱去这个权位，权位他的罪。
One day, he want to lay down all his burden.
有一天，他想把罪的重担放下来。
He want to put down the burden of sin.
所以呢，他就去听说耶稣能够帮助他。
He heard that Jesus can help him.
所以呢，他就要跑去看看耶稣。
So he run with the crowd to see Jesus.
结果他知道耶稣会在哪里经过，他就跑去要看看耶稣。但是去到那边的时候，好多人。圣经这样说，那些人挡住他，不让路。因为为什么不让路呢？他本来是很有钱的人啊，也是个官啊，但是人就是挡住他，不给他面子。
Nobody respects
him. 我想到撒该，我就想到邓小平。
When I think of that, I think of Mr. Deng.
邓小平来到的时候，谁敢挡住他
？Who dare to block him?
都是让路的嘛。
Everybody open up.
为什么？因为大家都尊重他。
Now because everybody respects him.
但是这个撒该没有人尊重他。
But with Zacchaeus, nobody respects him.
因为他是个罪人。
Because he's a well-known sinner.
虽然他很想悔改。
Even though he want to repent,
虽然他很想好
he want to improve himself,
但是人家不给他机会
but they no chance.
但是呢他还是希望看看耶稣
There he goes to see Jesus.
他看见他旁边有一棵桑树。
And then he see a tree there.
所以他圣经就说他爬上那个桑树。
The Bible said that he climbed up the tree.
我觉得那个撒该真是很好啊。他对自己的生命啊，要成长啊，要起来啊，那种动力好强啊。所以有人这样说啊，他说在每一个要认识耶稣的人身边都有一棵桑树。都有啊。
You need a tree there.
他就爬上去。
He climbed up the tree.
本来他就要见见耶稣。
He just wanted to see what Jesus looked like.
但是当耶稣经过那个树的下面的时候。
When Jesus passed by the tree,
我们看见一件动人的事情就发生。
We see something very touching.
那里有本来好多人的。
There are so many people there.
但是主耶稣却抬头看这个撒该。
But that Jesus looked up and see that.
一个不被尊重的撒该。
The guy who nobody respects.
罪人撒该。
A sinner there.
主耶稣特别举头。还叫他的名字。
Jesus called out to him by his name.
我假如我是当时撒该，我就太高兴了。
If I was like, yeah, I'll be so touched.
我会很感动啊。
I'll be so touched.
耶稣特别的来看着我。
How he even looked up to me.
我不晓得大家有没有从香港来的。
Anybody come from Hong Kong?
香港来了，听说啊，那个习近平啊，看到那个专政这个郑俊华。就跑去跟他握手。
When the chairman see the
就是个这个专政，就跟他握手。
哇，
第二天这个报纸就卖了。哇，这个主席给他握手了。
Second day, the newspaper make a big deal. The chairman of China shake him with him.
现在耶稣举头望他。
Now Jesus look up to that he 啊，
还叫他下来。
And call him to come down.
还对他说。撒该，今天我要住在你家。
He tell him today, tonight I want to stay in your house.
你知道那个是非同小可的一件事情啊。
You know this is a brilliant.
我们一般人呢、啊，总是靠近的是好人的旁边嘛。
Everyone who get near the respect.
你不会站在一个坏人的旁边的、啊。
You don't want to be associated.
人家会说你也是坏人啊。人家怕他，
你够 ，You want to be linked with them.
Yeah, 你不会的。
You don't want to.
但耶稣说，我今天不但站在他旁边，还住在他家。
Jesus said, "I'm not only I'm going to stay with you, I'm going to stay with you."
我是撒该，我也很感动。
I will be very touched.
没有人愿意跟我走在一起的。
Nobody stay with me.
大家都远远的离开我。
Everybody repulsed.
今天早上呢，我收到一个 WeChat 一个消息。
I have a WeChat message.
他说，我们的总统啊 ，Donald Trump。被人骂得太多了。
There's so many people scolding at Donald Trump.
我们要给他一种支持。
We want to support him.
所以就约好。
We agree to.
什么时候
？One a day.
什么地点
？A certain place.
好，我们一起出来去 support 他，支持他。
Let's all go out to support him.
其实我看到这个消息
，When I see the message,
我是有点担心的。
I was a little worried.
有没有人会去呢
？What if nobody show up?
New York 是民主党的大本营啊！
你跟 New York is a Democratic.
你跟了 Donald Trump， 他们不喜欢那个 Donald Trump 站在一起了。
You don't want to be known as a supporter.
你会给人丢鸡蛋的。
They're going to throw egg at you.
你记得吗？当还没有选上那个总统的时候
，When he was elected,
不是做好多民调吗
？There were so many
民调啊，就做调查。
Oh, this is another survey.
这个 survey 的 Donald Trump 的支持率都是很小的，
是的。
所以大家被选出来的时候都丢了眼镜了。
That's why a lot of people were shocked.
为什么人们跟这个民调不同
？How can be so contradictory to the survey?
为什么不同啊
？Why is it?
因为有人在访问你的时候
，When people ask you,
你会选 Donald Trump 吗
？Would you vote for Donald Trump?
大家都不想跟他站在一起。
No one they want to be associated.
心里面想 vote 他。
他
不想告诉别人，因为不想跟他站在一起。
You want to be linked with him.
我不是说每个人都是这样啊，
I'm not saying.
不好多人这样。
But they were so many.
结果呢，他选出来。
In the end, he won.
他先做好多事情了。
然后这个， he's doing a lot of things.
你知道那个传媒啊，听说57个报纸啊，这个传媒啊。
in the whole country.
反对他的。
Most newspaper are.
只有两个是 for 他的。
Only two
national. 这上限太大
了。
我就想起，因为没有人愿意站在他。
Because nobody want to be associated with.
那这个例子不一定完全正确啊。
This might not be a good.
不过这是一种感觉。
This is what I experience.
这个撒该。
Zakiya,
耶稣竟然站在他的身边
Jesus staying with Zakiya,
竟然居住在他的家
Jesus went to stay with
为什么呢
Why?
因为在耶稣的心里面
Because in the heart of Jesus
他愿意给罪人机会
He want to give him a chance
他愿意给软弱的人的机会
He want to help the people
让他们有力量
To strengthen them
向前走
So they can keep walking
所以他要提升他
That's why Jesus raised him up
这个撒该就不负所望
，and Zakiya was not disappointed，
是吧？耶稣没有教训他
，Jesus did not abuse，
是吧？没有向他讲道
，did not lecture him。
不过呢，他自动自觉的
，by himself，
他说我要把我一半的财产分给穷人
，he said I will give half of my wealth，
没有人要他的
，nobody，
是他自己的
，he wanted to do it himself。
他还说
And then he also said,
我以前俄家人的
whatever I owe other people,
我还他们四倍
I will return them
四倍
four times
哇这个真是生命的改变了
This is an amazing
transformation 他说我以前俄家人都要讲出来了、啊、认罪了
whatever I have wronged others
做错了事他说出来了
whatever I have wronged others
这样表示他的生命必提升
He had been transformed.
他耶稣再来到世界也是他明明这样讲我来不是要定人的罪来是要人因他得救
Jesus said hey, come not to condemn the world but that the world might be saved through him
那最近我讲一篇道因为基连呢我就讲那个基提这个提醒那个彼得
I have a sermon about Rooster crow.
那我就想，哎呀，那个鸡这提得太慢了。
When the rooster crows, it might be too late.
他为什么等到彼得三次不认主的时候才提呢
？Why does the rooster crow after three times?
那为什么不早一点呢、啊？彼得还没有不认主就提他嘛
？Before Peter denied God Jesus, why does the
crow? 那就不用在他生命中留下个污点了、啊。
So they will not be a blemish on Jesus on Peter's life.
我们觉得这个鸡也不太好啊。
The rooster is not like this.
马后炮。
After what happened.
但你有没有想到啊
？But have you think of it?
其实耶稣也是一样。
It's true with Jesus.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为耶稣对彼得说。
Because Jesus,
啊，撒旦要摔你，
the Satan
好像摔麦子
like a wheat.
不过，我已经为你祷告。
Jesus said, I pray for you.
这个耶稣说，我为你祷告。
Jesus said, I pray for you.
叫你不会失去信心。
That you will not stumble.
你回头之后
，you not lost.
要眷顾你的弟兄。
When you turn around,
但我读到这里的时候，我也有同样的想法。
When I read this, I was touched.
那耶稣为什么不为彼得不犯罪祷告呢？
Why didn't Jesus say that I pray that you would not sin?
假如彼得为这个这耶稣为彼得不犯罪祷告，那就好了。
Why
彼得就不犯罪了
？Why didn't Jesus pray that he would prevent him from sinning?
他只是为彼得不失去信心祷告。
He prayed that he would not lose faith.
是为他回头。
That when he turned around,
为他能够兼顾他的弟兄
when he turned around, he can strengthen his brother.
啊，我觉得这个好像听不太明白、啊、
This is hard to understand.
其实这个是耶稣造就彼得的一个过程
But this is the process in which helps Jesus build up Peter.
每一个人都应该为自己的行为来负责的
We are all responsible for our actions.
彼得，耶稣已经提醒他，你要小心，撒旦要逃开。
Jesus said that the remind Peter be careful. The
彼得应该为自己的行为负责任，要警醒。
Peter should be aware and take responsibility for his actions.
不过后来彼得没有。
But Peter did not.
彼得太自大了。
He was
以为自己不会犯罪的。
He thinks he will not fall.
不过
，However,
当他犯罪之后
，After he sinned.
耶稣给他机会
Jesus getting the second chance.
从那里起来
that he can be raised up again.
还可以坚固他的弟兄。
He can even strengthen his brothers.
这是彼得，耶稣对彼得的教训。
That's how Jesus helped people.
这些例子好多的。
There are so many examples like that in the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹，当你觉得好软弱的时候。
When you feel weak yourself,
好失败的时候
when you feel like a failure,
好像撒该
you feel like
好像彼得
like Peter,
失败的时候
when you are in failure,
我们还可以勇敢的去思想耶稣
we can always remember Jesus,
思想他的劫难
we remember his ascension,
思想他的教训
we remember his encouragement.
最后
finally,
思想
we want to meditate on another point.
他是那位创始成终的耶稣。
He is the Lord who created the whole universe.
圣经说，你要仰望来为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
I would say, turn your eye on Jesus, the finisher and beginner of your faith.
这英文的翻译了。
In English,
他是我的一个走在我们前面的那个人。
He is the one who went before us.
为我们的开路的那个人
He's a pioneer who opened the way
Pioneer 走在我们前面
Someone who walked before you
那然后呢他也是让我们的人生 perfect 的完整的那一个那一位
He is also the perfecter of our life
啊，这个是一个很好的一个耶稣
He is such an amazing Jesus
不是我们能够为自己创始成终
We can never begin and perfect.
我们没有办法掌握自己的人生
We cannot hold our life.
至少我自己没有办
法 It is true for me.
我很年轻
From my youth.
我的爸爸就离开世界
My dad passed away early.
我那个时候十几岁
I was maybe
我还记得
I remember.
那天我去医院去探访他
I went to the hospital.
我去到医院的时候，他已经不在那个床那里了。
When I arrived in the hospital, he's no longer there.
都不在了。
在
旁边那个桌子放一个手表。
There's a watch there.
那这个就是我爸爸给我的最的东西了。
That's the thing that he left for me.
爸爸离开的时候，好彷徨。
I was so lost.
然后我自己也不好。
I wasn't that good either.
因为小的时候就喜欢赌钱
Because I get to gamble.
所以没有好好读书
I was not a good student.
所以当时就是前途茫茫
I had no future.
不过感恩的就是我很快就有人带我到教会去我就信了耶稣
Very fortunate somebody brought me to the church so I become a Christian.
但是这人生还是有好多的困难
I encountered so many difficulties
需要加倍的努力
We got to work so hard
我感谢上帝
I really thank God
几十年过去
All these years have passed
再回头看的时候
When I look back
都看见好多的事实
I so see so many facts